wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up.
With Ryan O'Connor for breakfast.
Exclusive to Smile FM.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show live from Bell Park Primary this morning. But it's lovely to be at your school. It's going to be a nice day. What are your plans this weekend? What are you going to be doing?
Laying in bed and doing nothing.
That is the best thing to do on the weekend ever. And the weather's going to be nice. You've got net slop and slop and slop.
And lekker eet ook.
And lekker eet.
Yes, that's the best part of the
that
day.
That is the best part of the day. And hey, do you want to say hello to mommy, daddy, brother, sister? Anybody you want to say hello to?
Yes, I just want to give a shout out to my Uncle Mikey, the best man in the world.
Oh, Uncle Mikey.
Uncle Mikey. The man who's the acting principal of the school is Biggs van Wyk. Mr. van Wyk, baie dankie. Thanks for having us at your school this morning.
Normally, a school is a very important institution in all communities.
Yes.
And we've been here for 55 years.
Yeah,
and we started off many years ago. I've been here 35 years myself. And initially, we consisted of mainly parents from Sanlam, if you can't.
Of course.
That's right.
Yes.
Initially, Sanlam parents, and I think more than 50% of the students' parents were from Sanlam. Mm. And now, it has changed quite a bit. COVID did some radical changes to everything as well. So, school has changed and the community has changed. But we still have got a wonderful community involved in the school, involved in all aspects of life. So we're quite proud of our community and our children.
And the air must be really good here. But I'll tell you why. Because some of the most famous singers have spent their time in this school. That's the air that you breathe here. That just makes you sing. The vocal cords. It's good for the vocal cords here.
We've had a lot of discussions concerning this. We've got all the vehicles moving past here. We've got the electrical wires on the other side for Eskom. So we're not sure what. But we'd like to believe that the good teachers and the excellent teachers.
That's exactly it. Friday, best day of the week?
Yeah.
Best subjects at school, what do you love at the moment?
Ek hou baie van EWW omdat ek just die beste onderwijzer het wat het vir my leer.
And
what is
that?
What is EWW, by the way? What is that? Is that the life skills?
It's like economics, iets is dat.
Wat is het voor die oude mensen wat ken je?
Ek denk het is economische en bestuurswetenschap.
Nou weet ek ook.
Nou weet het allemaal wat het is. Clay, you are deputy head, captain of the under 13A rugby team and cricket teams. Rugby and cricket, best sports for winter and summer. And this is your last year here as well.
Yeah, very excited for this rugby season to start. Very excited.
Have you guys been training?
Yes, we have been starting to train at January already.
January?
Yeah. It's been 7 weeks already.
Because you guys want to, this is the year you want to win everything.
Yeah. Last year I also played under 13A.
Okay. Captain this year. And finishing the cricket season, did you do well in cricket this year?
I took a few wickets, got a few runs.
Nice.
Very, very pleased.
But it gets to like now March and you think to yourself, okay, I've played cricket, so much cricket now, it's now rugby time.
Yeah.
Good luck, done with cricket. Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
The school love him, we love him. Francois van Cooke, good morning.
Thanks for inviting me. It was like a flood of weird memories and emotions coming, walking through the school now. Very cool. I remember that stand over there when I was in primary school, there was no shading.
Oh, so you used to cook in the sun.
So I burnt myself when we had like inter-schools athletics, like as red as that Coke Zero's label, you know.
Ja. Ek wil net weet, wat se tipe laerskoolkind was jy?
Ek was nie bad nie. Ek dink ek het eers stout geraak hier in die middelhoërskool waar die groot rebellie begin het. So, ek dink op laerskool was ek cool. Ek was heavy into sport. Ek het klomp rugbywedstryde hier gespeel en cricket en ek was in van daai klaskamers daar en ek dink was a pretty good kid, man.
Yeah.
Well balanced. Francois van Cooke, who many moons ago came through these school halls. And actually, somebody came and said he was here even before Francois was here. 45 years ago, he was at the school. Also, Rousseau Wenzel from the band Sunset Sweatshop.
I didn't know Rousseau was that much younger than me. Like, I think I was like, was that 15 years in front of you?
Listen, I tell you something. Business economic skills are great, aren't you?
Yeah, they are.
They, they're doing their own thing. They're making their own music. They don't want to be tied down by anybody. You see that it's the air out here in Belleville.
Belleville, brother.
Come to Belleville and see why. That's why.
Me and Rissa are as Belleville as they come. Bell Park, Belleville Eye, and still in Belleville.
Better Einders.
Love it. I love it.
One quick fond memory of the school. I mean, Francois, you mentioned that the little ducky behind you over there, there was no ducky on top of the stands behind you, so you would be in the sun burning. Maybe from your side of so as well, a fond memory that you have of something that happened here during your time here?
You're something that stands out. I was Pumbaa, like Timon and Pumbaa. I was grade 6 in the school review. So yeah, I had my first kiss dressed as Pumbaa.
Nice one.
And I'm sure when Carnival was around, there's some good stories about things that happened at Carnival. Yeah, yeah. But, my eerste sunnikie. Yeah, after the groot wiel.
I also, the first kiss I ever had was also in a little, what do you call it, like a steegie, like the alley down there.
Anyway.
Also happened, yeah.
Oh, you see, fond memories.
All the secrets coming out.
Everyone remembers the Snoopy. Everyone's got a good Snoopy tour story. Isn't it amazing? You'll forget 99% of the work you learned, but you still remember how much a samosa cost at the Snoopy.
Yeah, of a Harman Kardon.
Yeah, you remember all. You can basically regurgitate, the bad word to use, but the entire menu from the Snoopy from your school day, but you can't remember a simple thing you learned in biology.
Yeah, that's hard. When there was lekker, you remember lekker stuff. When it's a bit of a struggle or you slip, then you don't necessarily, you kind of like block it out of your mind.
So the Snoopy was always good. I remember racing. If you ever had Snoopy cash, you didn't want to be in the queue, right? Bell went, used to go, boom, used to go out the starting blocks. No one, I tell you what, even in a sports day, is quicker than a hungry child when that first bell goes on the way to Snoopy.
Follow us on Instagram at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.